Hi there. Welcome to Lesson 1, Week 1 of A Journey Through Lifetimes. Why is going back so important? And why would you want to know and connect with your past lifetimes? Well, there are various reasons, and some of them you probably have for your own self. But let's say that you didn't come here for a lecture about quantum physics, because I don't really understand that much anyway of quantum physics. But what I do know is that the past, the present, the future has been said to coexist in a single moment, that reincarnation is a possibility and something that I believe in, and that this present life might be a blip and a constellation of lives that compose all of your soul's identity. Now, this theory scientifically cannot be proven, but it also cannot be disproven. And therefore, I think it's something that we have to take into account. Here's the thing. More and more we're seeing in our lifetime children being born that remember clearly who they were in previous lifetimes. There's no logic, there's no explanation. Just as we see in many situations and circumstances, we witness things that just don't make sense. So if we understand and we know and you believe that there are past lifetimes that make up your entire soul's identity, then of course it's possible to bring something forward into this lifetime that either wasn't healed, cured, forgiven, or let go of, or something that you're holding on to because you love it, because it makes you happy, because you're afraid of it. There are various reasons. You know, whether you define it as a past life or an alternate life, the biggest thing and the most important thing is that going back so that you can go forward is something that a lot of us have failed to understand and have not even taken a moment to do. When we're here living the game of life, or playing the game of life, as I like to call it, we're so focused on what's next. When we get to spring, when we get that job, when we have a child, when we can buy a house, when we can go on vacation. We're always seeking the next day, the next moment. Oftentimes, we don't even forget days, or oftentimes, we don't even remember days. If you ask me what I did this weekend, this past weekend, I can tell you that I remember Sunday was Mother's Day, but Saturday and Friday is a bit of a blur. That's because when you're not present in the moment and you're either working or you're on autopilot, things seem to fly by, which is why you often hear people say, Christmas already? Or how is it another year? Or how is this child that I haven't seen in 3 years grown so big? How can I be this old already? Because if you blink, you'll miss it. And so when you come into this lifetime, bringing things forward with you, as you focus on time, you can blink and miss it. And unfortunately could hang on to something that's of a lower vibration, something that's a stuck energy that's inhibiting your soul's evolution, or an imprint on you that is no longer needed or desired in this lifetime. And did you know that the simple act of just acknowledging that past life and witnessing what happened and why it happened can be life-changing for us? It absolutely can be a huge, huge game changer, because suddenly you're able to have a realization, oh, that's why I'm afraid to do this. Or that's why I haven't found my soulmate. Or that's why I'm scared to walk out of my house, you know, if it's before noon, so I sleep in every day. I know these things might sound silly, but some of the silliest things may be confusing or annoying or frustrating to other people in your life. And it just feels normal to you. Just feels like, meh. Well, what's the big deal? Why does it matter? It's possible when you go back and you search your past lives to get your name, to get your date of birth, to get where you lived. It's possible to have so many different past lives that you shouldn't stop going in and seeking and searching them out. You can go as many times as you want, as much as you need to help you understand what it is that you need to fulfill in this lifetime, especially if you feel lost, especially if you feel, you know, like, oh, why hasn't this happened yet? Or why isn't this happening for me or to me or with me? Everything in our past lives, some people believe is happening simultaneously, and that there's no measure of it being in the past, that it's an infinite possibility. And so they're running concurrently. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. I'm not here to debate that. But I'm here to tell you that I think that if you feel that there's answers that the past holds for you, it's healthy for you to go back and have a look at what those past lives might be holding that you brought forward into this life. I think that's really important. I don't think it's something that we should be so caught up in that we're just connecting with our past lives and that we're not bothering to look any further, to investigate any further. I think that that can be very unhealthy. And I think that just going and continually living in a past life where you know that there's a soulmate so that you don't fulfill that in this lifetime, I think that can be damaging as well. And we see people doing that. They continue to go to hypnotherapists and past life regression, and instead they use the crutch of connecting. It's almost like playing a video game. You know, if you're someone who's just very much connected to an online reality, so you're so far connected from the actual physical reality that you're living in. And people can actually do that with past lives as well. So you don't want to be so hung up on that past life that when you go there, you feel so bonded and connected to the family and to the people that are there that you don't want to come out of it. That, not in any way, is healthy for you or for your lifetime that you're currently living in. Because the truth is, you are here to live in this lifetime. You are here to go through and to experience this. You are here to learn things and to gain knowledge and more insight. Now, some of the things that you go through and see in this past life, maybe you were meant to bring with you. Maybe it is something that it's like, okay, like I lived in Thailand and I loved Thai food, and that's okay. I don't need to fix that. I don't need to change that. Or, oh, I was living in a castle, so I'm very drawn to movies about kings or queens. Or, oh, I saw myself living on an island, which is why I love being at the beach all the time. Some of those answers are going to come to you, and they're just going to be comfort answers, and you don't need to change any part of that. But some of the memories of your past lives are going to be experiences that could be traumatic or difficult or challenging. And if you brought that unrealistic fear with you into this lifetime, you could potentially be blocking yourself from living your life to the fullest, living on autopilot, waking up every year and going, oh my God, it's Christmas. How did I get here again? Instead, by answering and getting answers to some of your questions about why you feel certain ways and why you struggle in love or why you struggle in your career, why you struggle with your health, it's important to go back and to look at those things so that you can take an honest look and stock of who you are. Because remember, all those past lives are being put together to build one infinite self, the infinite self that you are. You are not just the person that got through and survived this lifetime. You are all lifetimes, all experiences, all relationships, all connections. All of those things are very, very important. So knowing if you're bringing trauma or if you're bringing upset or if you're bringing blocks or imprints with you, how and where they came from so that you're able to finally let them go will be absolute key for you during this course. Listen, I don't want to make this lesson so heavy that I overwhelm you. What I want you to know is that the details of your past lifetime, how I lived, why I lived, and where I lived are so important. And by going in and doing a meditation, which you're about to do in this next part of the lesson, most important thing is for you to journal, to write down the knowledge, the insight, and the messages that are given to you. That's really, really important. So that's one of the things that I want you to remember to do as soon as you're done the meditation. But I also want you to know you're going in to assess knowledge. You're going in to see the good. You're going in to see the bad. You're going in to see the fun. You're going in to see the not so fun. And remember that you are not the experiences that happened in your lifetime, but you are the lessons and the information that you took from it. And that's exactly what this lifetime is all about as well. So I hope I've given you an understanding of why this is so important and why going through a journey through my own lifetimes when I was really struggling with health issues. I just need to know, like, it feels like this isn't my stuff. Like, it's not inherited. I felt like, why am I so young and so sick all the time? And sure enough, it was a coping mechanism that was keeping me safe and something that I was used to in my past. And once I knew that, I was able to understand where, why, and how, and then I was able to let it go. So please make sure in the next lesson that you have a journal, you have a pen ready, that you're sitting in a comfortable position. You won't need to write until after, but so that you can take a deep breath and definitely connect spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. I look forward to teaching you in the next lesson. Have a great week. And know that after the meditation, you might have dreams, visions, or insights and messages that come to you. It's okay. I didn't open up a porthole. We didn't do anything crazy that you can't be healthy and happy from. It just means that I've brought some things to your attention that you'll now process and work through for the better in your own lifetime. I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.